that he gives us peace that passes. So on this peaceful, on purpose Tuesday, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, knowing that he said in his word that we're not to be anxious, but to be prayerful and to thank God for what he has already done. And he will, it's a promise, give us that peace. Well, Lord, we just come to you this morning. We are so eternally grateful for your loving kindness, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your word, for the Holy Spirit that you sent to us as our comforter. We thank you and praise you, O God, that your word is true. You said, let your word be true and every man a liar. We thank you, Lord, that we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We reverence you, O God, because there's none like you. Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity to get together this morning on the TMC call. Father, we thank you that we know that the word is going to go forth. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the entire Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank you that they were purposeful as they started the TMC call. The Diaz de Leon family was purposeful as they started Artists International. And as a result of their being purposeful, and as a result of them walking in the Word of God and being led by you and being obedient, we have and we enjoy the fruits of their labor. Now, Lord, we ask that you will bless them indeed, bless their going out and their coming in, individually and collectively. Father, just have a hedge of protection around them and everywhere they go and in everything they do. Father, we thank and praise you for Coach L.A., who will bring a word that we know that will nourish our spirits as well as our hearts, O God, and that will be an increased message, that will be a message that will increase us as we go out as believers in this day. Now, Lord, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you have already told us that when we pray, believe we'll receive it and we will have it. So we are already believing and that we have already received clarity on this call. We thank you for each and every family member, Lord. You know what they stand in need of. And we thank you because you are faithful to your word. We can trust you that you're going to bring those things that they are have already laid on the altar before you. You are bringing them to pass for your glory and for their good. Now, Lord, we go out in peace, on purpose, no matter what the devil tries to bring our way, because you told us that you would give us that peace, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a peaceful, on purpose day. I would now turn the call over to our host, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for helping us to start our day with a pop, peaceful, on purpose. I am so excited, and I thank God for you and for your commitment and dedication to us here on the Master's Call. God bless you. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome each and every single one of you who have dialed in this morning. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. Our founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador in Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, I thank God every day for their yes, for their surrender, for their commitment and dedication to this, the Master's Call, where when God gave them the vision, it was because they wanted your lives to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. So every day, Monday through Friday, even on the holidays, we gather here at this divine appointed time and an appointed hour to be here where we could put God first and his righteousness and know that everything else that we need will be added unto us. Psalm 88:13 reads, but to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So every day we open up in prayer here on the Master's Call. We hear a word straight from the throne room, and then we close this call out in prayer. And on Fridays we take your prayers, your prayer reports, and listen to your praise reports and your testimonies. We are a family here on the Master's Call. So we welcome each and every single one of you. And if you are visiting us here for the first time, you have not missed anything from the inception of this call back on October the 25th of 2010, because we have a website that has all of our messages archived. And we invite each and every single one of you to visit our website at www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. If you have a prayer request and you want to get it to us before Friday, we invite you to utilize our email, info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will see your email and definitely respond and begin praying and interceding for you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539598#, and that's immediately following this call. If you are an artist entrepreneur on this line, then I invite you to go to your back office and see what the promotions are going on right now. You want to make sure that you stay plugged in and connected so that you can make sure that your business will be blessed. All roads lead to Orlando, Florida. We are 3 days away from the Global International Empowerment Conference Spectacular that will be taking place in Orlando, Florida, June 13th, 14th, and 15th. And so you want to make sure that if you are attending that conference that you have all the information you need. And where can you find that information out? Well, www.artistempowermentconference.com, www.artistempowermentconference.com, and you will find all the information that you need on that website, and you can also get back with the artistpreneur that invited you to this call this morning. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and introduce our speaker for the day and bring him on. He is definitely a man who is on the move to build the kingdom of God, Minister Lance Waterman. Make a decision and move now is the mantra Coach LA has embodied as a certified life coach, professional coach, health and wellness coach, and business and executive coach with World Coach Institute and Dream Release Coaching. Coach LA is committed to helping individuals transform their mind, body, and spirit by creating and accomplishing powerful goals and developing a life plan. Through his flagship coaching program, Prepare for Success Now and Defeating Procrastination, Coach LA inspires and empowers individuals to take their life to the next level and tap into the greatness that is within them. As a coach, leader, and visionary, Lance works with leaders and managers that are being pressured to squeeze more results out of their team and shows them how to use personal coaching techniques with their teams so that they can double their productivity and profitability. He launched Speak Ministry in June 2012 to empower individuals to take responsibility for their health and wellness and spiritual man. Speak Ministry conducts a weekly empowerment call designed to provide practical information, resources, and tips to enable every individual to achieve success in their mind, body, and spirit. As a seasoned professional, entrepreneur, and minister, Minister Lance has contributed to society and his community in various ways for the past 30 years. He has worked in the field of accounting while pursuing and launching various entrepreneurial endeavors. His passion and commitment to see men and youth excel in all areas of their life compelled him to launch Youth Our Next Generation in 2003. Since then, he has been involved with numerous youth initiatives and activities. Additionally, he has worked with various men organizations and outreach ministries for 25 and 14 years, respectively. As a member of Grace Church, he uses his talents, gifts, and abilities to serve in various capacities. He and his beautiful wife, Lori, live in Woodbridge, Virginia, with their devoted canines of 8 years, Dallas and Domino. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to you the one who says, make a decision and move now, none other than our speaker for this day, Minister Lance Waterman, and we so affectionately call him Coach L.A. Coach L.A., hey. Are you out on the line this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Thank you very much for that warm introduction, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, and Dr. Godmother, in the name of Jesus. And everybody is somebody in the kingdom of God. Hey, I have a message, not necessarily a feel-good message, so I want you to put your boots on because it might be stepping on some corns this morning, as well as some bunions. We are talking about forgiveness this morning, and I want to set the foundation. I want to talk about 10 things forgiveness is not. 10 things forgiveness is not, but I want to first set it up with what some of the scriptures are talking about what forgiveness is. And so without further ado, I want to go to Matthew 6:14-15. God, we thank you for this opportunity. We pray, none of us, but all of you. We pray that you would speak through the minds of your people this morning through my vocal cords that will provoke them to move, to think, and then to react. God, we welcome you onto this call, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. So let's look at Matthew 6:14-15. We're setting the foundation on scriptures of what forgiveness is. And the Bible says, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Here the scripture talk about forgiveness and four times. He says, for if you forgive men, and then it says, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Forgive men, God will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Then Colossians talked about bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you have a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord has forgave you. We're talking about forgiveness. Then we're looking at Ephesians 4:31-32. It says, get rid of all your bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Amen. Now we talk about Matthew 18:21-22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Peter has asked God how many times. Jesus then says and answers, I tell you, not seven, but 77 times. So in these four scriptures, we see what the power of forgiveness can be and will be if you take that step to forgive one another of their sins. Well, now I'm going to talk about what forgiveness is not. And we're going to talk about the 10 things, not talk about 10 things, we're going to highlight 10 points, but we're going to talk about two specifically. Forgiveness is not approving or diminishing sin. I want to say that again. Forgiveness is not approving or diminishing sin. Forgiveness is not enabling sin. It is not enabling sin. Forgiveness is not denying a wrongdoing. It's not denying a wrongdoing. Forgiveness is not waiting on an apology. And I want to talk about that in depth in a little bit. Forgiveness is not waiting for an apology. For all you on this phone who think you have to first wait for an apology to forgive, man, you in for a rude awakening. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is not forgetting. And I'm going to talk about this topic in depth some more and tell. Forgiveness is not ceasing to feel the pain. Forgiveness is not ceasing to feel the pain. Forgiveness is not a one-time event. Just as God tells you, we must forgive those who sin against us, But the word says also, hide the word in the heart that we not sin against us. So it's a constant thing, something we have to practice. So forgiveness is not a one-time event. Forgiveness is not neglecting justice. Forgiveness is not neglecting justice. Forgiveness is not trusting. Again, forgiveness is not trusting. And the last point, forgiveness is not reconciliation. Forgiveness is not reconciliation. So I'm going to hit two of these 10, and if any of you so desire the all 10 of them, I will email them to you if you just reach out to me and say, hey, Coach LA, I want that presentation because you just talked about two. I want to talk about forgiveness is not waiting on an apology. Well, we saw the scriptures, and we know what the scripture says about forgiving man. If you don't forgive, then God will not forgive you. And I want to read this. Some of you say, I will forgive them as soon as they say they're sorry. How many of us, nobody on this call, I know, because we are all superhumans and we're all sinless. Some of you say, I will forgive them as soon as they say they are sorry. I hate to break the news to you. Some people are never going to apologize to you. Some people are going to continue in their destructive, rebellious, and foolish life course. They just will. Some people will be stubborn and religious and self-righteous, and they'll never confess or admit it. Some people will move away. You'll never speak to them again. Some people will die before they articulate repentance. And so you forgive them before they apologize. I want to say that again. You must forgive them before they apologize. I know oftentimes I have apologized for things I knew that I had not caused. But God says you must first apologize. Remember, some people will go on in a destructive behavior before they even apologize. Some people will even pass, die, before they articulate repentance. So what are you waiting on? Have you woke up with a heart of unforgiveness this morning, knowing that you may have caused or somebody have caused you to sin? Because if you hold this in your heart, then you are sinning. I'm going to say that again. You should go and apologize even if you did not feel that you caused the situation or problem. That's a hard thing. That's a hard pill to swallow. But God said, if you don't just forgive them seven times, forgive them 77 times. The Bible says, if you don't forgive them, then our God in heaven will not forgive you. You cannot keep causing destruction, having animosity, having wrongdoings in your heart if you cannot apologize for an action that was caused against you or somebody caused you to react to. So forgiveness is not waiting for an apology. If you are on this call and you are waiting for someone, perhaps a coworker, perhaps your husband or your wife or that loved one to come and apologize to you first, then you are in sin. And you should go to that person and go ahead and say, I'll apologize to you. I remember a young man who I didn't grow up with him, but we had about 7 or 8 years together growing up, and he became one of my best friends. And then I didn't hear from him in 3 years. I reached out and finally heard from him. Now, this guy, me and him ran together. When I say ran together, we did some things we were not proud of. And so we were cut buddies. I was like a son to his mother. And I didn't hear from him in 3 years. And finally, I reached out to him. I said, man, what's going on? And finally we talked, and he said, man, you said something that really cut me so deep. Now, I was not even aware. But I knew that in my heart I had to apologize to him because I did not want him to carry this thing around, nor did I want to carry it around. So I finally realized, I said, okay, so this is what he's mad with me about. So I apologized to him, even if he did not accept my apology. But I said, man, do you accept my apology? I said, even if you do not speak to me ever again, I just want to know, do you accept my apology? And he said, yes. And so I hung up the phone. We went on our way. I haven't heard from him, but I had to apologize even for something I did not know that caused him, that angered him. So forgiveness is not waiting for an apology. I knew that at that point in time, I had to reach out to him, wanted to find out what caused the disconnect, and I apologized. So forgiveness is not waiting for an apology. So if you're on this call this morning, go to your brother, go to your sister, whoever it is. Call your husband up. Call your wife up. Honey, I apologize to you. Okay, be the bigger person. Because remember, Scripture says, if you don't forgive man, God can't forgive you. Let's talk about forgiveness is not forgetting. This is a very, very, very sensitive topic here. And I want to read this. This is one of the great Christian myths. Well, we forgive and forget. No, no, we don't. You can't forgive and forget. You can't. You were raped. You were molested. You were abandoned. You were beaten. You were abused. You were cheated on. You were betrayed. You were lied about. Forget it. You can't forget it. It's impossible. And some will appeal to the Bible as we look to Jeremiah, where it says that God will remember their sin no more. And they'll say, see, I told you in Scripture, God said, I will remember your sin no more. God doesn't remember our sin. And let me tell you this. God does remember our sin. He really does. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He forgets nothing. He knows everything, right? It's not like God in heaven is saying, oh, I forgot a whole bunch of things. He would cease to be God if he did this. What does it really mean that God says he'll remember your sin no more? It means that God chooses not to interact with us based upon what we've done. I'm going to repeat that again. All that means is God chooses not to interact with us based upon what we've done. But instead, he interacts with us based upon what Christ has done for us. It means that he chooses to see us as new creations. He chooses to work for a new future. It means that at the forefront of God's thinking towards us is not all of the sin that we've committed against him or man, but all of our works that Jesus has done for us and in us and through us by grace. But it's not like God has no idea what you did yesterday. He forgets nothing. I see this sometimes in counseling and coaching where people will sin against one another and they'll say, well, you shouldn't even remember that. It's impossible to forget these things at times. I had one situation, again, with a man, 3 years he held that against me. But I had to be the bigger person and apologize. So God remembers your sin no more, but he focuses on what Christ has done for you. So we're talking about forgiveness is not forgetting. So how do we overcome this thing? We have to focus on those scriptures that I've given you. We have to be able to forgive, be able to protect ourselves against the things that the devil would try to throw back at you. Oh, you know you can't forgive him. Oh, that's the man that caused you harm. That's the man that said he loved you and gave you a ring, and on the day that you're supposed to get married, he said he couldn't do it anymore. That's a very hard pill to swallow. And we're talking about forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is not forgetting. So have you woke up this morning with something in your heart? You just know that you got to go to that coworker. You got to go to your supervisor or your manager or your loved one. Or your neighbor, and say, man, I'm just asking that you forgive me. And he may not know or she may not know what you're talking about. But you got to be the bigger person. You got to exemplify what Christ has put in this word and his word never comes back to us void. It reminds us that the Bible says, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive them and their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. How many of us want to make it to heaven, yet we're still holding on some deep scarred sin or people who sinned against us? How many times it's very hard to go to that person and say, man, you know, you cut me deep, but I thank God through the years I was able to heal, so I release you. I release you. I forgive you. God says you got to do that 77 times. You got to get rid of your bitterness. You got to get rid of that anger and that rage and the brawling and the slandering, along with any form of malice. This is what the word says. It says be kind and be compassionate to one another, not just to other Christians, not just to your pastor, your bishop, or the deacons, the elders. You have to be kind and compassionate to the sinner or to those who sinned against you. Amen? You have to forgive each other just as Christ has forgiven you. We have to literally practice what we preach here. We cannot go, we entered this business, at Artists International, and we brought some people in who just did not deliver. I just thank God for a learning situation, because every situation will teach you something about either your character or other characters. So it's not like a situation came and you got nothing out of it. It's, if anything, you learn from it. So we have to learn from every situation. We bring people in, they don't stick and stay. So you go out and you meet more people. But you forgive those people because you don't know what they're going through. You have to be like the Peters. 77 times Jesus answered him. So what are you holding on to? What past pain are you refusing to push past? What is causing you to stay exactly where you are and not advancing in your business? What hurt are you holding on to? You know, being molested and raped is not a topic that people talk about, nor is it something that we convey to others. We hold it in. And what it does is keeps us from advancing forward, because sometimes we just don't know how. But the first step is forgiveness. Sometimes we have to let it go. Sometimes you have a loved one on the deathbed and he's getting ready to expire, and that's when you decide, you know what, I forgive you. But suppose you didn't have that opportunity. Now you have to live with the fact he died, you never got, or she died, you never got the opportunity to tell them you're sorry, and you had hoped you did. That's why you give your flowers while people are alive today so they can smell them and appreciate them. So don't hold on to past pain. You have to push past the pain, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what form it takes. It's not an easy thing to forgive. And it's equally not an easy thing to forget. But if you truly want to strive to be like Christ, then you have to do what Christ says to do. He didn't give these instructions, these commandments, just for happenstance. They were given to us as a guideline. But God knew that we were human, that we are going to make mistakes, that we are going to sin. And we're sinning against not only our Heavenly Father, but we sin against man. That's why he left these instructions. Because we have another opportunity right now to get it right. Nobody's perfect but Christ himself. But we strive to be perfected in Christ. So if forgiveness is something that you're not good at, ask God, how can you become good at it? And now is the time. Today is the time. Right now in this hour is the time. You know who you are. You have to repent. You have to repent. You don't want to walk around with that stuff any longer. You got to give
Amen.
It up. You got to give it up. Don't walk around with that stuff any longer. Give it up. See, God knows all about it. I may not know it. I may not see it. I'm sorry, but this is not a feel-good message. Whoever this message is for, now is your time. If we were in church, this would be a perfect time to come to that altar or wherever you are right now, just stand and say, Lord, forgive me. We have to push past the pain that's keeping us, holding us back to move forward. Father, we thank you for this word. It wasn't an easy word, but, Father, it was an on-time word. We pray, Lord God, that those words that were spoken through my vocal cords resonated with those who it needed to resonate with. Father, we thank you, God, because you are God of everything, everywhere, everybody. You know everything, all, and everywhere. God, we thank you, Jesus, as being our Lord Jehovah Jireh, provider. We thank you for being our source for our resources. God, we thank you for this message. It's not easy, but with you, everything is possible. So, Father, we welcome you in. We pray that you would direct our steps in a way that we should go. You know what we're going through. You know each and every individual that's on this call under the sound of my voice. God, you know what they stand in need of. You know their wants and desires and their needs. But, Father, we pray that you would meet every need according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. God, we thank God that you're not a man that you should lie, that our prayers would not come back to us void. So, Father, we say all of you, so we move out the way that you might have your way. No, Lord, we're not perfect. But as long as we have breath, we strive for perfection in you. And for this we say amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister.
Thank you so much, Coach L.A., on that powerful message on forgiveness. And we thank you for also giving us our benediction for this morning. I thank God for the opportunity that we have to dial in to listen to this, the Master's Call. And just so that you would hear the replay number, it is 712-432-1085. And the same PIN code that you used to dial in, 957-677-pound. We will be heading over to the Morning Motivational Call. That number again is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-pound. So remember, as you go through this day, forgiving and not forgetting, be peaceful on purpose, which forgiveness will lead you into peace. So we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has called for you to be, and make this day great because you have the ability to do so. We love you here on the Master's Call. God bless you, and goodbye for now.